Hey guys, what's up, dudes? How's it going? Seth the Colby Show, episode number 60.
60 is for 60. I'm what?
Yep.
I'm eating. I wanted to make it a food-related pun, but I am not witty enough for that.
60 is...
for chicksties, because...
There's not really, any food-related rhymes for 60.
Nope. So, I didn't get a chance to eat. Before the show.
This is the first time I've ever watched you eat in, like, high def. It's kind of weird.
Really weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, Colby is eating a very expensive... What are those marketed as? Like chicken and rice bowls? Or
this is marketed as fit food for the go.
Okay, but you still have to microwave it, right?
Uh-huh.
So...
everybody has a microwave in their car, man. Do you not?
I guess I don't. I guess I didn't get the memo, dude. I'm sorry.
Behind the times, ma'am.
I got my car microwaved. I got in a wreck and it caused an explosion a mile wide, dude. Yeah, I don't have a microwave in my car, so
I don't either.
Apparently, there's a place in Wichita. I've learned this today from Colby telling me that sells these bowls of food.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally, I'm looking at it. Is that chicken?
That'd be chicken.
Okay, chicken, and then it looks like green beans, some assortment of bell peppers.
What is this? That's all I'm curious about. It's apparently a rice.
It looks like rice, just regular rice to me.
Regular rice? Regular rice doesn't look like that, bro.
Oh, it's like kind of blocky.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know, man.
Rice, man.
Does the label say something?
It does. I can read it if we want.
I mean, yeah, now I'm kind of curious.
Stir-fried.
Hey, you want to read it?
Chicken
stir-fried
breast.
Smart chicken breast, peas, carrots, edamame, red onion, bell peppers on a bed of cauliflower rice. So it's not rice, it's cauliflower.
Uh-huh.
There's probably 300 calories max in that.
It says 210.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to eat like 600 calories a meal for your bulking?
That is apparently incorrect.
Oh, okay.
You should not bulk and cut. You should not do that.
What do you mean they bulk and cut? What's that mean, bulk and cut?
Bulk up, meaning you eat like shit and get really fat, and then you slim down to meals like this. And then cut, so you look more cut rather than fat and big.
So what you're saying is you thought you were supposed to eat a lot of calories to get big, but now you're not supposed to eat a lot of calories. You're supposed to eat a little calories to get big?
You're supposed to, if you want to maintain a six-pack, eat less calories than you expend per day.
But Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a 14-pack, and he eats 8,000 calories a day.
That's because he expends fucking 8,000 calories a day.
Well, he is leaping across skyscrapers and stuff.
5 hours worth of workout and fucking cardio. And just being that big requires a lot of fucking cardio to move that body around.
Yeah. But that's not true, because I'm as big as he is.
I'm not on his level yet.
No, you're not. Mm-mm. No, because you're not available to be in Sahara Money Drop just quite yet. But yeah, so...
yeah.
So Colby is eating his lunch on the show.
Yep.
He said that he rolled out of bed no less than 40 minutes ago.
Yep.
And I'm assuming in that 40 minutes he put on clothes and drove here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing you... Did you shower before you came over?
No.
That's awesome. I showered this morning.
I didn't do that.
I want you guys to write this down, chat. Ren, do. How you guys doing? I want you guys to write this down. This is the day I showered and Colby did not. Okay, I'm cleaner than
I never shower. What are you talking about? I'm just naturally smell like God's.
Morris just called you a lazy git.
Morris,
so great, dude.
I mean, I would say stay up late, but you do that like all the time.
Yeah, he literally stayed up late and then worked right afterwards.
You're a more man than I am.
Yeah, bro. He is a more man. Mm-hmm. He's a more man. Hey, Basement Brain, how are you doing, dudes? Yeah, man.
What's up, guys?
So, Colby, this is like usually, I would say 90% of the time over the last 2-3 months, we've done the first 20 minutes of the show for no audience, and then this time, when you're eating,
right,
and we're not entertained at all,
it'd be really great for
everyone
them
shows
not be
up,
here.
Right?
They just want to watch me eat food. Well, I don't know if they want to, but they get to.
I like that your mic is so loud, it picks up your chewing.
They don't hear it. You hear
no,
it.
No, I think if they're wearing headphones, I think they hear it.
They don't hear it.
I think they hear it.
Oh, this is really hot.
Stay quiet. That is really gross. That is not.
You kept me going for too long.
That is not
bro.
The ASMR I want in my life.
I'm eating this fucking weird ass chicken meal with things in it, man. It's yeah, it's not. It's really good. It's also really kind of. It's a little spicy.
Spicy. Really? These peas are hot.
It's the seasoned chicken, asshole. Asshole.
It's just peas and coleslaw.
I'm gonna murder you.
I don't know why I find that so funny. Oh man, Panda Express. I've never had Panda Express. You ever had Panda Express?
I think I tried it once and I hated what I got.
Well, you don't really like Chinese food, really, right?
What's like hibachi? Is that Japanese?
I mean, hibachi is kind of the Americanization of all Asian foods.
I like that.
Is that because you just heap steak onto a plate?
Yeah.
That's not really hibachi.
That's hibachi, man. Brittany was talking to me. She's like, I like sushi. Have you ever tried sushi?
Dude, I'm
like,
sushi is best.
No, I really haven't. But, I mean, if we go to I'm down to go to a sushi place. She's like, all right. I was like, do they have beef there? She gave me that look and then started laughing.
Do they have beef?
Like a dotard. I am a dotard. Yeah, let's go to a sushi place and get beef.
Yes, I would like one Casey strip.
Please.
Sir, we serve sushi here. Yes, and I would like a steak, please. Sir, I don't think you understand what sushi is. Have you guys ever been to Mizu at 21st and Amadon? No. I don't even think I've seen that building.
All you can eat sushi? That sounds sketchy.
Yeah, I don't trust that. Any sushi that's been out, like, that's been made before I arrive, I automatically assume it's 3 days old. That's just the way I am.
Like, is that a step up from gas station sushi, or is it?
I don't know. Gas station sushi, I honestly would trust more because I feel like it's just, like, sterilized, you know, with chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
totally.
That's what I would think.
That sounds wrong.
No, I'm just telling you, I feel like Chinese food, homemade here by people with Asian immune systems, which I imagine is way better than pale white man immune system, okay?
Yes, probably.
Like, they can eat that sushi.
They're superhuman, man.
I can't
right
eat that sushi, but I love me some sushi. My favorite sushi place burned down.
Mm.
Yeah, Ninza right over there, you know, that I used to go to all the time?
No.
Well, it's a place I used to go to all the time, it burned down. Yeah, they had a kitchen fire, burned the place down.
Shit. Where was I?
I don't know. I hope you weren't the person they fired up the oven for was probably you. No, yeah, I'd like some steak.
Gotta get that grill going.
They're gonna rebuild, but still it makes me sad. Yeah, I mean it's been like probably 2 or 3 months. I think it was like right before Christmas or right around Christmas. Maybe Thanksgiving. I think it was right around Thanksgiving. Yeah,
damn,
burned
turkey,
down.
Man. Turkey sushi.
I love that. I love that play. They had the best, the popcorn lobster roll there. So good, man. I want it. I want it right now. I don't have it. Kitchen Fire Cooking Raw Fish. I'm saying Colby was there.
I was definitely there.
I want a KC strip. People who used to cook sushi don't know how to cook a meal.
It was
beef.
Your favorite, so I burned it down. You don't get anything that you love.
That's true. That's true. Popcorn lobster roll sounds not dilute. Try it. Do I like fish sticks, Morris? I don't want you to imply that I like fish sticks, all right? I know what you're doing.
Fish sticks?
Yes.
Dude, I love fish sticks.
Dude, it's amazing, okay?
The perfect size.
It's amazing. They're sushi there. The people from Ninza, they traveled from L.A. where they owned a sushi restaurant in L.A., and apparently, they kept all their distributors.
They weren't good enough for L.A., so they were like, let's move to Wichita, Kansas.
No, they moved
Kansas.
Here for, like, because someone's husband or something got transferred. And
sure.
Dude, I don't get into their lives, man. All I know is it's the best sushi in town that's not out on the east side or way out west.
Mm.
You know?
Way out west.
Yeah, Kanai's right down there. They got sushi. They also have 6 tables in there.
Mm.
Man, you missed some. It's not empty.
I'm going to lick it clean. Just give me a little bit.
Lick it clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, this place, Eat Fit Go.
Uh-huh.
They have small and large portioned meals.
Okay.
So I got the large because I want to eat a lot.
210 calories.
Yeah, 210 fucking calories. Also, I just finished that in what? Less than 10 minutes?
It's about 15 minutes. 10 minutes, yeah. Oh, there's a ton of these places. Uh-huh. It's like a chain. Yeah. Eat Fit Go.
It's a ripoff.
Well, you said it was $10 for that one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, like $9.25
for this one.
That's intense. Oh, yeah, look at this. I'm amazed. I'm amazed. There's what is that? That's Lawrence in Kansas City, I'm guessing, huh?
Yeah, Wichita looks a little off.
Yeah, there's Wichita, one in Wichita. Shawnee, Olathe, Lawrence, Westwood, Prairie Village, Overland Park. The rest of these are literally in one city. I mean, Lawrence technically its own city, but still.
The rest are Kansas City.
The rest are all Kansas City. Just look up, their Facebook says they're rebuilding right now. Oh, I know they're rebuilding, but that's still, it burned down. It's like,
it burned down.
What is Seth Love?
They burned it!
What is Seth Love? Let's
darn
burn,
you.
Burn it to the ground, dude.
Darn you, all the heck.
Doesn't really make a lot of sense that there's one in Colorado, but there's six in Kansas.
That is very weird.
Like, isn't that strange?
And, like, Nebraska?
Like, South Dakota has one?
Who's fucking eating fit in Nebraska?
Dude, who's eating fit here?
What, this guy?
Well, there's one douche in Nebraska, I'm sure, who's eating fit, who's got $10 to spend on cauliflower.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure there's one of them out there.
I probably won't go back.
There's also just randomly three in Atlanta.
They also have a meal plan where you could get five breakfasts, five lunches, five dinners.
Yeah, the perfect week.
Snacks.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect week right here.
$179.
His name is probably Colby, too. Probably. Five breakfasts, five lunches, five dinners, five snacks, five protein bars.
It's $179.
$179?
Per week. Yeah. That's more than $600 a month on food. How do they expect anyone in Kansas to afford that shit?
I mean, there's... people have lives, man. They just make sacrifices, I guess.
They have jobs that can afford that.
I mean, this place is not going to be around long in Wichita, right?
No fucking way.
There's no chance.
No.
There's
when no I chance. Went in there, I was the only person in there at noon on a weekday.
So do you just, like, walk in and it's just, like, a refrigerator full of food and you just pick one up?
Yep. Yep. They have microwaves there if you wanted to warm it up, but...
They have tables?
They had, like, two.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't really expect
you know how awkward it would be if you just walked in, bought one, hooked it up with their microwave and just ate in there?
Hey, guys, I'm just going to chill. Eat my food. Just warmed up in a microwave.
I don't get, like...
more than fast food for.
Why can't you just go get a protein bar for $2 from Quick Trip? It's the same amount of calories. It's 20% of the cost. What's the difference?
I don't know.
Did you not think about this?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, $30 a day, $10 a meal. Yeah, well, that's how much you just paid for that. That was $1 a minute you spent eating that thing.
I mean, if it's $30 a day for three meals and a snack and a protein bar, that's not terrible.
That's terrible.
It's a little bit of a discount, but that's the same if you're paying for fast food every single time. But I mean, also fast food, you get fries and a drink.
Yes.
But
and it's also many more calories.
And that too.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why they choose this over fast food.
210 calories isn't
people
enough, man.
People are watching their weight.
If you
rather
eat
rather than bulking,
you can't have 800 calories a day. That's not healthy for anyone.
You can too.
No, it's not healthy, man. You're supposed to have 1,200 minimum.
You're supposed to be in a caloric deficit, though.
Yes, but 800 isn't healthy enough. That's anorexia. If you're eating that little calorie.
I agree.
Calories.
I'm not fucking full, and that's
no,
a large.
How could you be? That's only 210 calories.
I'm very upset about it.
It's only 210 calories.
I'm
going to
go get a fucking Baconator after this. That is what's happening. I'm going to get two.
Yeah, base, but that's what I was telling him. Is Dwayne The Rock Johnson eats 8,000, but he said that's not how it works anymore. He said something about cutting and bulking and eating. I didn't understand any of it, but he explained it. You just pretend he explained it. You wouldn't understand it either because it didn't make sense what he said. He just started yelling terms
dude,
at us.
There's like 15,000 fitness channels on YouTube.
Yeah.
That say all different things.
Yeah. That's so. Because you know how you diet? This is how you lose weight, all right? You eat less in calories than you burn in calories. That is it.
It's kind of also about the calories you're taking in, though.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if you burn 2,000, you have to eat less than 2,000, you'll lose weight.
I mean, not if you're eating Big Macs all day.
Yeah, no. Even if you eat Big Macs.
I don't think so.
Yes, if you eat less calories than you burn, you will lose weight. That's how your body works, man.
I don't know, man. How many calories are you burning sitting in this chair for 8 hours a day?
I mean, none.
None?
Yeah. I think that's part of the point.
So you should eat nothing?
But my body burns calories.
Like 20.
Through existing.
20 an hour.
No, because I'm losing weight by eating under my calorie deficit.
20 an
Whatever
hour.
My fitness pal says, I think it's 1,800 calories right now. I have to eat under that every day. And I lose like a pound and a half a week. Which is a very healthy amount of weight to lose.
Speed it up.
Then it'll come right back, man!
Speed it up.
I'm not speeding it up.
Speed it
I'm just
up.
Gonna do it simple.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
go lift weights.
Eating a lot of... I don't have money.
Go lift weights.
Don't have any money to lift weights.
It's $10 a month for
Don't have that.
Fitness.
Don't have it.
Guys. Get this man in the gym.
Not going to the gym. Stop trying to make the gym happen. The gym's not going to happen.
I made you go a couple of times, and yeah, you didn't go again after that.
It was horrible. I don't like being inside working out.
It's dumb.
I'll go work out outside.
It's dumb.
Do you know, besides, yesterday I took my son out to grandma's house. We hung out there all day. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I had left the house since Tuesday. Like, I hadn't even stepped outside, like, to see the sun.
You didn't go to any movies?
No. Tuesday, I went to a movie. Went and saw Scorch Trials, or whatever. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I was inside all day. Didn't leave once.
That's terrible. And I want to murder you.
Why?
Because I would love to not go outside.
You could.
Like, if I could bring the gym to me and then did not have a job.
You can.
It would be the best thing ever.
You could. $179 a week. You just admitted it wasn't bad for food. You could spend a month's worth of those meals on a thing for your apartment. And you could have a gym in your house.
No.
You could buy a weight set online.
I do deadlifts, man. I'm not deadlifting on a second-story apartment building.
Why not, man?
Because my neighbors will shoot me.
Well, who cares? Tell them about the motorcycles.
I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good
They
point.
Live with the loud motorcycles. They can live with your loud deadlifts. What do you, grunt? You're like a female tennis player? But yeah, you don't have to leave that house. I mean, all of these things are your choice, you know. Like,
oh, no, I have to.
No, you don't.
I'm literally forced to.
No, you're not.
An invisible murderer who will shank me if I don't.
Then you could choose to die.
It's called
You could life. Choose to be shanked.
It's called being a homeless person.
You could be shanked if
I
you
don't.
Wanted. That's your choice, man.
There's the future homeless me. Bam! Go to the gym, Basement wants it!
It's only $5. Sorry, I can't go.
I'll do the rest. Thank you, Basement. I shouldn't have told you to do that because he's not going to
Here's
do
your
it,
Planet but. Fitness payment. You have to sign a commitment, don't you? $10?
No.
Yeah, well, it's only $5, no. So I can't go. So
I have $5.
Also, I'm definitely going to spend that on groceries.
Nah.
I need money.
You need to lose weight, bro.
No.
And then you need
I am
to
losing
lift.
Weight. I don't need
you
to lift.
Lose more
You're
weight.
Obsessed with lifting.
You need to lose more weight.
You're obsessed with lifting.
It was $10, but apparently we split everything on this show.
I mean,
so
if you don't want to,
donate
if you don't
my
want
half
to split it,
if you use it on Planet Fitness,
I
but
won't.
You won't.
No,
so
I'm
going
to use it on groceries because I need groceries more than
yeah,
I need to go to the gym.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, we're gonna have enchiladas.
See, you just disappointed a viewer.
I'm sorry. I'd refund his money, but I won't because I need
viewer.
It for groceries.
I'll go to the gym twice for him.
There you go. Live stream
sense.
A gym performance. Will you do that?
It.
You can log on to the Twitch app, live stream from your phone. You should live stream your
God,
gym once
yeah,
on the Sandy Colby channel, dude. That'd be
I have so
great. So
many friends on Facebook that videotape themselves in the gym.
Really? That's a thing?
Workouts. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was joking. Like, I was going to do it as, like, look at this idiot.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know. But people like actually do it?
Like, not like.
Like,
the
not
full
sarcastically?
Thing, but yes, they record their set. And then post it to Facebook being like, new PR today.
And they're no
I
ones.
Got...
Like, they're not.
Oh, yeah. No.
They're just like regular Joes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, people care too much. Think people care about their lives way too much.
Oh, yeah. I gave up on social media.
Like, what is with that, man? Like, we do a podcast
mm-hmm.
that's basically about our lives. And we don't talk about our lives much because we don't think anyone cares.
No one does.
And we have an audience. These people on Facebook have no audience, and they think everyone cares.
They got their friend audience. of
No, they don't, because you're looking and you don't care.
Don't give a shit. I mean, I look and I'm like, good for him. Great. Move along. I don't like. I don't comment. Fuck you. You're not getting shit from me. I don't give out anything on social media.
I mean, isn't it a little depressing, like, when you put up, like, an Instagram video and it says, like, 12 likes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, or 12 views. I mean, not even likes.
Oh,
12
yeah.
views.
No, I gave up.
Yeah. Like, here, right here. I'll look at my Instagram, okay?
Right, no. I've posted one photo on my Instagram in the last 8 months.
Like, look at this. I have, first of all, I have 31 followers, which is the exact same amount of posts that I have, which I feel means nothing. But to me, it makes me feel a little good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, let's look at this video that I put up. Let's see. The last video I put up was this one. All right. This is from October 31st, 2017.
Okay.
Okay, so that's like, what, 4 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
That's 16 views. 16. I don't know if it counts my views or not, but 16 views is disgustingly bad.
I've got 24 views on my last video. Which is just fine.
That's actually worse.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to build like a brand from nothing, mm-hmm. you know? And like, I'm not doing the unofficial Tony P cheat route, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just literally trying to organically grow it.
Mm-hmm.
You have 500 people like your Instagram.
I have 105 followers. What are you talking about?
That's it?
Yes. I'm not a popular person.
What? That surprises me.
No.
I feel like you have more friends than that.
I don't. And my cousin.
I don't.
My cousin.
I don't.
Who I didn't think was.
This is the guy who just got married, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think we talked about it on the show, but I think we did talk about it in real life, about his life as an Instagram personality or whatever.
He's got 8,448 followers.
And Colby's better than that guy.
No, I'm not.
No, he is. Colby won't ever admit it.
I'm not.
What?
Damn. Dude, blurriness.
Muscles aren't everything, man.
How am I better than that guy? You explain to me.
How are you not?
How am I?
Because I'm better than that guy and I like you
better.
How
are you better than this guy? This guy has a job, he's married, he's fucking big as shit, probably hates his life. I don't know.
Thanks, man. Thanks for listing off all the ways I'm not better than that man.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you can show the photo.
We're in the same
boat. I wanted to show my face when you were insulting me. You can show the photo now.
No, I already did it. I saw it on the screen.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you cheat? You buy followers. You buy viewers.
My last picture, because it's a really, really good look for me. Yeah.
Your fake smile is the best part of all your photos. It's like,
that's me.
Why do you try to smile?
Dude, a fake one's better than.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't want to be Michael Shannon everywhere I go, man.
Michael Shannon. Such a good reference. Just mad dogging everybody in every photo. That would actually be hilarious.
That would be much better, but.
Dude has a sad life. Don't worry about that sad dude. I mean, I agree.
Dude has a sad life. Don't worry about that sad.
Like, see, I feel like when you need 8,000 followers to feel good about yourself, that's not good.
I don't think he needs it. But
like, I know
it.
I'm going to feel bad about myself at one follower or 1 million.
I doubt it. I doubt it. You say you're going to have 1 million, you're going to be like, you're good. You're good, bro.
I'll be good because my bills will be paid. Uh-huh. It will do nothing for my self-esteem.
That's stupid.
That's how
you'll
I
have
am.
Money to afford things, and then your self-esteem will go up, and then you'll actually maybe go to the gym so you can start looking better.
I'm not going.
And
go.
Then just be a well-rounded, all-around happy.
I'm very round
happy
right
person.
Now.
Well-rounded. No, you're too rounded. You need to be well-rounded.
Dude, you're obsessed with the gym.
Go to the gym!
Is this how you got unofficial Tony P to go to? By
no,
bullying him to go?
He knew it was going to come if he didn't.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he went by his own accord. But David Pauls.
You bullied him into it?
I bullied him into
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. Always a big old dick. I am just one gigantic dick.
Well, the thing is that Colby and I have been friends for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that I can't be bullied into anything.
I can't get him to do shit.
Yeah. So he can try.
I try. And
so
it's not brutal sometimes.
Right.
But it'll never work.
It's not actually brutal.
It will never work.
If it was brutal, it might faze me, but it's not.
Right.
Yeah. Like he just said that my life was more horrible than his cousin because mm-hmm. his cousin is big, married, has a job. He named about six things there. Yeah. I don't remember all of them. You want to repeat them?
I mean, they're all better than you, so.
But see, unofficial Tony P or David Pauls, you start saying those, they're going to go.
Yeah, man,
they're crying on the inside.
Pinelli, you're looking like you got some bitch tits there, bro. Get in the gym.
Chicken legs. You say chicken legs. Remember, like, I think you told me once I hurt his feelings really bad because I said you posted a picture of like the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like you and Unfinished Type P and some other dude. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, Colby, you're looking good. And I remember you texted me and be like, Pinello's all butthurt about your comment. And I'm like, what? And you're like, you didn't say he looked good. I was like, what, are you kidding me?
I don't remember.
Who needs
that?
A six pack when you have a barrel?
But I do remember that photo.
So great, dude.
Because it's still up.
Is it on your Instagram with your 100? I can't believe you only have 100 followers.
Fuck you, bro.
No, I'm just surprised.
Fuck you, bro.
You post cool stuff on there.
I haven't posted in 8 months.
Well, yeah, but you still post cool stuff. How many followers does my Instagram have? My personal one that I no longer post to because I'm now Z-Swigs on everything.
Oh, no.
I have 139 followers. That's disgusting. You should have more than me.
Yeah.
Because mine is mostly like artsy fartsy, like, this is my Instagram. It's like pictures of my kid, my bike, like, and then like the outdoors because I like to be outdoors.
Hey.
Like sandwiches.
Do you like talking to people?
Look at that sandwich, bro.
Do you enjoy meeting and talking to interesting new people?
From my studio, yes.
For your what?
From my studio. I don't like going out and meeting new people. I like to meet people and then interview them and talk to them online.
Okay, regardless. You like people?
Yeah, generally, yeah.
I hate them.
It's true.
I hate all people.
I mean, I hate people as a concept.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, individuals, I like.
No, I just hate everyone.
Like, collectively, I hate people.
Especially individuals.
Individually, I like people.
Morris.
Just called out one of our best listeners for no reason.
So on that photo, I'm sorry, man, I didn't mean it.
What photo?
The photo of all three.
Oh,
of
you
us.
Want to show that on
yeah,
screen?
Yeah, sure. This great.
Wrong face.
This great photo.
Yeah, right look there. At your arm, man. You look huge.
Anyways,
I don't know why I don't put this up on the screen. Like I could just. Pull
you
it up.
Could do that, but your comment on this is Antonio's losing.
Okay, so maybe I was a little more mean.
You were a little more direct, yeah.
Is your Instagram your name?
With the middle initial.
Yeah. Okay. There we go, dude. How far down do I have to scroll for that photo?
Oh, way down.
Look, we could have just shown this picture of Bash last week. We wouldn't have had to dox you. Way down.
Way down.
Way. Oh
down.
My God, dude.
Way down. This was a while ago, bro.
I feel like with this many photos, you need more followers. That's all I'm saying, man. I mean, I know it hurts, but. I'm shocked. I'm shocked you don't have more followers.
No, I never had a lot of followers. And there it is.
Alright. Right here. So Antonio's losing.
We're hey like, guys, follow
we're like
follow
the
me on Instagram
T-T
though. Yeah, it's pretty true. Mm-hmm.
August 5th, 2013, this photo was posted.
Douche squad for sure.
Do you know this person right here?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what I expected. A yeah was sufficient.
You don't. I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and here, yeah, see, like, here's, like, primo douche Colby. Like, first of all, crop me out. It's a little rude.
Nah, this is my individual photo, bitch. I didn't crop you out of shit.
What this photo says to me, man, is your head is way taller than it used to be. Like, why?
I didn't proportion it right.
Why is your
definitely
head
not
so tall?
Definitely did not proportion it right.
Look at that head. Your head isn't that big in real life.
Hey, thanks, Ren. I have 103 followers now.
Hey, yeah, look at that.
Bam.
Ren followed you, dude.
Bam.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see a whole lot of content on that Instagram.
I'm going to, yeah. Should we show anything else? Like this? This is what Colby looked like when I met him.
6 years ago, In 2013.
Yeah, so that would have been October 18th, 2007.
11 years ago.
That would have been right about the time we met. This is literally what you look like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hope you followed at ZSwigs, because if you followed at Seth Neiman, no one, there's nothing there. I mean, you can follow it, but...
Yeah, I mean, a little chubby. It was on the verge there, and then cigarettes entered my life, and then I slimmed down a lot.
Yeah.
Don't recommend that as a weight loss technique, but...
Is this you dancing?
It's definitely true.
No. Yeah. It's not, if it's not you dancing, I don't care.
That was me.
That was you? No, that's David.
No, that's me.
That is David.
Yeah, that's David.
I followed not ZSwigs. All right, well, that's fine. Whatever. Who cares? Whatever. I don't need your love. Love me.
Oh, wait. Go back down.
Okay.
I'm really proud of...
This one?
Not that one. The one right next to it.
This one?
Yep. Because I'm guarding Bash playing basketball. And I blocked the shit out of them.
There's Colby.
Get the fuck out. He was like, was it a foul? Was it a foul? I'm like, no. That's just the ball block, bitch.
I mean, yeah, that was a foul, dude. You just shoved it. Oh, here's another video of you play basketball.
This one, I get shown. Yeah,
dude, you just got
missed. Cam does this weird pass to Bash, and then he makes it in my face.
I mean, you're just standing most of the time.
Gets it right in my face.
I mean, yeah, that was pretty good from
Bash.
Why'd you put that up on your Instagram then,
dude? Because fucking Cam made a behind-the-back pass that laid it up, and I was
crazy. Not. He puts it on his Instagram. Why you put it on yours?
Because I'm proud of my friends sometimes.
What's this burger? It's just a burger video? This is just you eating.
I wanted to try a hyperlapse, man.
This is in Manhattan.
Yeah, this was with
you. I was here for this.
Yeah. I haven't touched the food yet, though.
You're just eating a lot of fries. And it looped.
Well, that was a really good video.
That's the dude. Okay, you know what? I'm starting to realize why you don't have more than 100 followers. Starting to realize it.
Yeah, I literally just should put my dog on there a lot. And that would.
Here's one of my favorite photos of you. I like this one. Should go back to this haircut.
I mean, that is the haircut I have now. I just need to push it out further.
I want the beak. The beak needs to come back, dude.
Woke up with a beak on my head.
Hashtag hair props.
This is why I gave up on social media, man.
Dude, it's really hard because I feel like I'm really bad at social media, but I have to be good at it in order to, you know, have a following. Bring back the beat.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. That's so good.
Yeah, because this, when was this posted? June 2nd, 2017. You posted twice? Because this is 2017 too, right? So you posted once in June and once in November, and those are the only times you posted in 2017.
Yep.
I think that's pretty close to me. Because I used to post all the time, dude. Like this one here, that's February. This is probably January, Aaron playing Skyrim. Yeah, January. But this is Rogue One, so that's got to be December. Yep. Then there's Christmas. Okay. So, yeah, I posted four times last year.
Mm.
Four times. And this, I stopped posting in June because that's when I started full-time streaming and I changed. Or July. So I changed. So technically you'd have to count my ZSwigs high. But, yeah, my Instagram goes back to, like I can go back to, like, when I was back when I was married. I've been using Instagram forever, dude.
Forever, man. I saw Colby and Colton.
This is Aaron. He's a year and 2 months old right there. That's how old my Instagram is. 2010. That's stupid. Look at me, good father, letting him hang out on a balcony on the third floor. Feels good, man.
Keep scrolling up a little bit. I saw a Colby and Bash thing. I feel like.
Oh, I'm sure. This one?
Yeah.
This is our Seth and Colby show for 2010.
Colby, that's right.
Yeah, that's our 2010 one. That's like 3 months after I moved to Manhattan and you came up for that.
That's crazy.
So I take a lot of artsy-fartsy shots that aren't really artsy-fartsy.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Okay, I wouldn't go as far as say they're really bad.
They're really bad.
so rude. I'm going to burn you.
My first one was April 10th. 2012.
Yeah, see, you're like two. You're like 2 years behind me, man.
Yeah.
What's your first one?
It's my lunch when I worked at the bank, and I went and bought McDonald's.
It's your first Instagram picture.
And sat in the Exploration Place parking lot and ate it, and then went back to work.
That's sad, dude. This has no likes.
No.
How's that possible? I don't understand, man.
One.
There was.
There's one.
Oh, it doesn't show up, I guess.
It's down at the bottom.
Okay, I'm stupid.
One like, bro.
Okay, this is how much he loved weed back then.
Oh yeah.
Like he saw 420 and he's like
I parked in a weed spot.
And then you cared enough to post it to the internet.
Yeah, man. This is a fun time.
This is where Colby grew without my influence in his life. Like that he I don't
yeah, somebody had to move to fucking Manhattan like
yeah,
a dick.
I did have to move. I needed money.
Mm. Dick.
Also, you could have moved with me.
I couldn't do that.
You could have.
No.
You just didn't.
I don't think I could have.
You could have.
I didn't have a job, so I wouldn't have had money, so I couldn't.
You could have lived with me.
Damn it.
I told you this. Like, sure, you went through all these excuses.
I did.
Yeah, and I you just didn't. Because you were too busy, you know.
Smoking to ganj, man.
Yeah, man. 105 followers. I cannot believe that.
Yeah, it was 96 for like the longest time.
I mean, I don't have that many. I have 139, but like, I don't know, dude. I feel like you should have more than me.
Yeah.
And you've posted more. You have 458. I only have 430 posts. You're only following 67 people, though.
Yeah.
I'm following 323 people.
I don't want my Instagram feed to be lit up with people I don't give a shit about.
So you're saying you care about 63 people?
Did.
You did? Okay.
And then most of them don't actually post anymore. Like, I have, like, 5 people that...
Do you follow Z-Swigs on your...
Absolutely not.
Does Seth and Colby have an Instagram?
I don't think so. I don't think we ever set one up.
Yeah, we don't. Okay.
Nope.
That's fine.
Yeah, that is fine. Don't need
Oh, I'm not
going
to create one. No. I was just... I mean, back in the day, you know, like, I know Duo does. Like, Duo has an Instagram. A Duo has more followers than both of us. We built that thing!
Yeah. And less posts.
It's because of Cameron.
But it's also following a whole lot more people.
No, it's not. I follow... okay. Well, I guess so. I guess so. Look at me, dude. Look at how good I look.
Man, that is just an astounding picture of a perfect
specimen. Why have a six-pack when you could have a barrel, right, man?
Yep.
That's what it is. It's like when Cameron started taking over, you could tell. Like, Cameron just decided to spam Instagram once. Like, this is everyone who signed our autograph wall just randomly.
Yeah.
You know, just... There's you. There's you, man.
I feel like I was late.
Whoa, is that Colby? Always great to have a Duo original sign the wall. Did you know you're a Duo original, man?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I have a shirt that says it.
This is my favorite picture ever. So I took this. That great shirt you made, and then him just
holding it. That is such a good fucking shirt.
It's a great shirt, dude.
Can I just repurpose that shirt and put our names on it?
Absolutely.
It's got no jokes, though, because those are inside Colby and Bass jokes.
Dude, I'm gonna be brutally honest with you. I'm gonna be brutally honest with you. I'm the only person who listened to that, and I don't remember those jokes, so I don't think it really matters.
I don't either.
Yeah, but you have resin in the part of your brain where that happened. So.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Was that me? That go back up.
Where?
Right
here?
There.
That's Blair.
Nope, right.
Oh, right here? Yes. No, this is us. We're trying hard to decide what the weirdest thing in this photo actually is, and then you said probably my alien head. What else would be weird?
I don't know. Like, you, like, creeping on two teenage boys? I don't know.
Hog Swolo. Put Hog Swolo on there, man. The hog's our mascot. Vote hog or... Yeah, just change the Velociraptor to a hog.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Here's our camera. This is the first camera we live streamed with, chat. This is what it looked like. We used this in 2007, live streaming to Ustream back in the day, dude. It's trash.
Yeah, that is trash.
It's trash. I put this picture up because I talked about women banging dogs on this show, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's our from our original photo shoot. This is back for our original show. I just want this, by the way, proof, okay? Everyone knows Mark Zuckerberg wears a gray shirt every day. I did that in 2007, wore a gray shirt every day because it was easier, and it was like my look to wear a gray shirt every day. You remember that, right?
Oh, yeah, every day.
And now Mark Zuckerberg does that, and they like hail him as some type of amazing genius.
No, I thought Steve Jobs did that, and that's why you did it.
No, Steve Jobs only wore a turtleneck for his things. He didn't wear the same thing every day.
I think he did.
I wore the same thing every day.
I remember you talking about that.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then they should attribute Mark Zuckerberg to Steve Jobs. The point is, Mark Zuckerberg didn't invent it. Because either I invented it or I stole it, and Mark Zuckerberg, is getting credit for being some savant.
I like the people who like this photo, though.
I talked about women banging dogs on this show. I mean, yeah, I did do that. Yeah. It's lots of... What are you looking at?
Bashing.
Oh,
those are great.
This is a stupid show. What are we doing right now?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Let's...
Should we start the show?
How did we get on this topic?
Should we start the show?
We haven't started yet. Yeah, but I mean, think it's appropriate because remember, everything before the intro doesn't count.
Yeah, 40 minutes of no show.
Yeah, we don't have to entertain before the intro.
On the show.
Why? That's not the first time we've done that.
No.
We had steak once on the opening of the
first
show.
First time of the new iteration. But
yes, yes, yes. But not the first time in the history of the show.
Not in the history of the thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 40 minutes in, haven't started yet. Yeah.
We're on point today, guys.
Yeah. How did we get on that subject?
I threw it all out of whack by eating.
Yeah, but what does it have to do with Instagram?
I don't know.
How did we get from you eating and me going to the gym to us looking at Instagram?
It had to do with that douchebag picture of me, I think.
Oh, that maybe. Was it, yeah.
I think that's where it started.
So 40 minutes extra then? Yeah, good luck with that. You got to convince this man. I mean, he did give $10. I mean, as far as I'm concerned...
That's 40 minutes worth of content.
is that how it works? Mm-hmm. $10 for 40 minutes?
Yeah, that's a really bad hourly rate.
Yeah. What is that hourly?
Like 11-something.
No, it's going to be 12, right?
Nah.
Why can't I do this simple math?
It's 11, like 50.
40 minutes, $10. So half of that, 20 minutes for $5. There's how many 20s and 60?
Half of that, 250.
So there's three. It'd be 45.
That'd be 20.
Be 40.
It'd be 125 for 10 minutes.
What are you doing to me?
I don't know. I'm broken.
I was going to do the math.
I'm bad at math.
Let me do the math.
All right,
okay.
Do it.
40 minutes, $10. Okay. 20 minutes, $5. Mm-hmm. Extra. There's 20 minutes and 60 minutes three times. That means it'd be $15 an hour. That's how much we make on this show, according to you.
Double that.
We'll technically have it because we split our money. So we each make minimum wage $7.50.
Bam! What's up?
It's pretty great.
Quick math.
Quick maths. Quick math. It wasn't that quick. it was slow math. All right. Should we start then?
Yeah.
You guys, I guess we should start, right, guys?
Yeah.
We have to entertain when we come back. We start the intro, we have to entertain. We can't do any more of this. Just
got to get warmed up for that entertaining.
Okay, we'll be right back. We're not going to be back. We're not going anywhere.
Mm.
Be here the whole intro. I'm going to say random words during the intro, okay?
Okay.
Both of us will. All right, here we go. Porcupine.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Vomit.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm
with their
opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies,
Baklava.
Music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
Not like a moist here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact.
Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week.
Honeywell.
twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
7 foot pre-lit Rocky Pine.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters.
It's up there in the closet.
Here are Seth and Colby.
I was reading the name of my Christmas tree up in storage. I just started reading things in the house. We have a fan by Honeywell. 7 foot pre-lit Rocky Pine.
I can't remember what I said.
I think you said vomit at one point. I remember that. Anyways, guys, welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We have to stop being silly now and do a real show.
Let's do the show.
It's episode number 60 for February 11th, 2018. You can watch us live. Dose a week.
Dose twice.
Yes.
Two times.
Yes.
If you don't speak Spanish.
Correct. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. Both at twitch.television.
Where?
/ twitch.television.
I don't think that's right.
Twitch.tv?
No, I think that's
okay.
Right.
/ Seth and Colby,
mm-hmm.
which is the name of the show. I'm Seth. He's Colby.
I am.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
You can go there and watch the show twice, live every week, live twice every week, whatever. Same thing. Stop listening to me. Continue listening now. You can also watch on demand at youtube.com/SethandColby if you don't watch live. That's where the videos go after we're done. And then we also got an audio version on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and a regular RSS feed. For all your podcast apps, go to SethandColby.com for those. Beat drop.
They will die.
And now, without further ado, here are the ways you can support the show. Number one, go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. I have not lost eye contact with the audience this whole time. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Click the follow button. It's 100% free and it does help.
Yeah, you broke it there.
I blinked.
You broke it, though.
I'm going to break you.
You opened your eyes and you were looking down and then you went up.
I did not.
You did. I saw it.
Then, you can also support us with your money. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and click the subscribe button. $4.99 a month or higher if you're more generous. Really helps the show as well. You can also subscribe for free if you have Amazon Prime. So you might want to do that.
Ooh.
Also, you can donate money just like Basement Brain did. Although we split it between us. Just so you know. Double the amount if you want to give us both the same amount. Double.
Double that shit, man.
That part didn't work as well as it did before I said it. Anyway, that's a show. Watch it. Bye.
I mean, minus that ending, that was one of your better intros.
Yeah, I fizzled out there at the end because I didn't. Chad said, stop looking at me.
Yeah, you peaked at the bass drop, and then you just went down from there.
here's the beat drop. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I even picked that music for the show. It's just some random YouTube EDM that has Voldemort in it. So
Voldemort?
Yeah, that's Voldemort saying they will die. Yeah.
They will die?
Uh-huh, that's Voldemort.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't really know why, but that's Voldemort.
You're just like Harry Potter EDM.
No, I think I just searched free EDM, and, well, I think actually the way it happened is I was making Destiny compilation videos, and I had like a few, and that was one I liked but never used, so I was like, I'll just make this the intro. Mm. Because it's either that or we play Headspin again.
Yeah, not that.
We don't want to do that.
So. No, I like this one.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Oh, boy. Hey, Hive Beard. Man, we haven't seen you in a while, Hive. How you doing, my man?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a bit.
Beard of Hive.
All right. Let's get angry. Activision Blizzard made $4 billion on microtransactions in 2017. It's over half of its revenue in microtransactions. Is that your Voldemort? Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, all right. It's technically we have to entertain now, but... 10 hours.
Harry Potter is dead!
Oh my god. This is terrible. That really is bad.
Back.
Sick.
I did a pretty good one there.
That's pretty good. This is a really fake bad laugh.
I finally re-enabled notification on my phone for Twitch, so I caught you folks this time. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We appreciate it.
You missed out on a lot, if you couldn't tell from that right there. Oh, he's okay. Dude wants us to talk about this. Let's talk about it. And then we'll get to Activision.
Yeah.
Because we don't really have anything to say.
Yeah, sure.
These two guys got kicked out of the opening ceremony, a Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump impersonator. I don't know what else to say about it. But the Kim Jong-un is way better than the Donald Trump. I don't know if that makes me racist. Basement Brain, who claims to be Asian, will tell me if that's racist.
I mean,
because I feel like what I'm saying is factual, but it also might be a little bit of the... Like, people might think, you just think all Asians are the same. I don't think that's true. I think he just looks more
Donald
like Kim Jong-un.
Looks like Donald if his Botox wore off.
Right. Trump looks better in the next pics. Ooh, there's more? Oh, okay. There's a lot of pictures. We got to look at them then. Not racist. Okay, good.
That is an old man.
Like, we honestly, I think for this to be perfect, we need to give a little bit of this fat to this guy.
I mean,
and then it'd be pretty much perfect.
Like, Trump's fat, but I don't think he's that big.
I agree. Okay, that looks pretty good right
there.
That's
a Trump face.
That looks pretty good. That's pretty good, dude. That's pretty good. I just love that there's two people that look like enough like
them. Why'd they get kicked out, though? Just because they...
Pyeongchang, South Korea. People dressed as U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un caused a commotion when they appeared in the stands at the Olympic Games ceremony, opening ceremony on Friday before swiftly being shown out by security staff. "We're getting along great," said the Kim lookalike. I did my Donald Trump voice for that. Didn't have. Who declined to give his name. "We wanted to surprise everyone and bring world peace, and then we're going to be escorted out by our security guards, which I think is really unfair. Doesn't everyone want peace?" Ceremony was marked by a show of unity between North and South Korea. Athletes from both countries entered the arena under a flag depicting a unified Korea as American Vice President Mike Pence and Kim's sisters, Kim Yoo-jong, watched on from a VIP box. "Is my sister getting the same treatment?" the Kim lookalike said as he was escorted out of the stadium. There you go. Pretty good, man. Hey, you watching the Olympics?
No.
Do you care at all about the Olympics?
I give zero shits.
Yeah, I like the Olympics.
I could care less.
Something that really, I don't know, dude. Like, what are your impressions? If I say describe South Korea to me, how do you describe it? Describe South Korea to me. What are you staring at?
Like a post apocalyptic, worn, torn, the hellscape.
I don't feel like that's actually your vision. Yeah. I said South Korea.
Yeah, no, I'm sticking with it. Like everywhere, hellscape minus like one city that looks like it's from Ghost in the Shell.
Okay. Okay. I think most people think of like a not technological powerhouse after watching the opening ceremony, and I was surprised. Because I think because I know a little bit about the gaming culture there. Right. I'm ready for some esports Olympics with all the top games we played on a national level all in a few weeks, dude. I hope, and I think in our lifetime, we'll see some esports enter the Olympics. Well, I don't know.
No
maybe
way.
Not. Maybe not.
I'm but, back, mofo.
Yeah, I see that.
I'm acknowledging little Mexican gal who is definitely not a little Mexican female.
No.
No.
No, it's definitely
it's an old, fat, white man, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about old. Definitely fat and white.
Okay.
May not be old.
All right.
But could be fat.
Cool.
Also neckbeard. 100% a neckbeard. But yeah, so see, Morris, I thought so too. But and like that's accurate. What you're saying, Morris, is absolutely right. They're the second smartest country in the world. They make all the CPUs and stuff. Like, that's true. After watching the Olympics, I don't think many people know that.
No.
Like they kept talking about how like South Korea is like the technological marvel of the East and blah blah blah. And I'm like, people don't like I think people think they're out there just like those pictures of China where they're like making rice patties and you know, making coffins in the backyard or whatever else you see in movies about like Eastern China.
Described, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and like that's not at all true.
Well, I am misinformed.
I'm just shocked to know that that many people didn't know about South Korea.
They were in famine, man. I thought they were in famine.
Dude, can we talk about that real quick?
Sure.
Colby, last night. Well, I mean, what, you were playing Trivial Pursuit. What time in the middle of the night was this?
1 or 2.
Okay. A.M. Yeah, we're playing Trivial Pursuit. Apparently he read a question where it said something about famine, but he read it as famine. Mm-hmm. I know this because Unofficial Tony P tweeted it and just was like, he said famine! But then he deleted that tweet, and I don't know why.
I went and looked. It was not on his Twitter.
You think he did that because he wants to be nice to you or something?
I don't
Did
know.
You guys have like a manly heart-to-heart last night
no.
or anything?
No. I hate that guy. He came and picked me up Friday night to go to the bar. And then I was like, he was talking shit or something. I was like, you're an asshole, man. You talk shit on me on your stream.
Uh-huh. He did. Time. He did talk he trash like, about us, yeah.
He's like, you know how much
especially.
I hype you up, man?
No.
You know how much I hype you up?
You can watch
he's
his streams.
Huge.
He doesn't hype us up at all, especially you.
And then he was like, you also have no room to talk because I talk shit on him. All the time. On this show.
I don't know about on this show.
On this show.
We don't say anything that's untrue.
I mean.
Like, there's a difference between the way we talk trash and the way he talks trash.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, cool, well, he's a piece of shit. You know? That's his talking trash. And we're like, Unofficial Tony P bought followers.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's trash.
Well, yeah, but it's not on True Trash.
I do the opposite. I do the other way. I just call him a piece of shit.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't really know. So I think it just goes over my head.
Yeah, I think it's been like that for a while.
Did Colby see the meme I sent the other day? Yeah, it's in our Discord. Yeah, we put it there for him. It's beautiful. Yeah,
those are Halloween costumes for this year.
Yep. Yep. They have a few questionable human rights issues, though. South Korea does? Everyone has questionable human rights issues, except for Denmark. Denmark can suck a dick because of how happy they are.
Hoppy.
Hoppy!
Famine and hoppy.
I'm so hoppy!
I'm so hoppy! The famine is over. Oh, hi, Mark.
You just caught that one? Sometimes
that was
joke.
A slow burn.
A slow
for that
burn
laugh.
Joke there, man.
Yeah.
Okay, what were we talking about before we change? Anyway, I'm shocked that South Korea, a lot of just regular Joes don't know about South Korea, and that's weird to me.
No. Regular Joes? You mean Americans that don't give a shit about any other country outside of America?
Well, I mean, I'm an American, and I care about countries outside of America.
I'm the one I just said.
Oh, okay. You're that American?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
Only country I give a shit about is Australia.
Australia's pretty sweet, dude.
I want to move there, minus their gigantic-ass spiders.
I don't... Did you see the guy holding up the earthworm that was, like, 3 feet long and, like, this big around in Australia?
That made my neck, like, break. Just thinking about that. I don't want to see it.
I'm going to show you it.
I don't want to see it.
This will stop you from going to Australia.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, look at this thing. Like, look at this earthworm right here. Like, this isn't the picture I was talking about, but that's, like, an example of them. Like...
That's terrifying.
Yeah, dude. Could you imagine just being out? Like, here's one. Like, look at that thing. Look at that thing.
But what do you do when you run into that?
Everything tries to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they got one of the coolest accents in the world, man.
And the hottest women, I believe, as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Dude, I met an Australian dude like a couple weeks back.
He's hotter than most American women. Yeah.
All right. I got to reevaluate the way I think things.
I mean, is there anything sexier than Crocodile Dundee?
Nope.
Yeah, getting thrown in jail for criticizing the government is beyond the pale. Oh, he's still talking about South Korea. I thought you were talking about Australia.
I'm hungry again, by the way.
Well, yeah, you had 210 calories, man. You want me to get you a snack? Okay, I don't have anything.
So. Damn it!
Let me think. I think I literally have no snacks. Yeah. You're eating Tatooine right now. Hotter than most American women, shake my head. Nah, man. Mm. Australian women. Mm. I mean, I'd love to go to Australia, but I can't handle... Yeah, Margot Robbie, Australian woman. Yeah. Name one American woman hotter. Can't do it.
<Mm-mm. laughs> Hey, oh, congrats on finishing that homework. What was it for? First grade? Good burn. Got those burns for days, man. That is photoshopped.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Look at this one.
That one's accurate.
That's. I would die if I saw that. I mean, it scares me looking at it. I gotta close the tab.
Right.
It scares me to just see it over.
I hate spiders.
One time in high school, dude, I was in biology class and I was sleeping. I was tired. And
don't have to tell me about that.
And I woke up on a page that had like a moth on it. Like, well, move my arm, and I saw the moth, and I thought it was real.
You
and
fell so, out of your chair?
And I was like, oh! I smacked my book like an idiot.
That's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, a cane spider? My chair keeps falling. Okay, I'm going to Google this, but I'm going to regret it.
I already regret it.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Okay, that's Photoshop.
Yes.
That's Photoshop. But like that right there, that's big enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Giant Florida.
Had that fight or flight response the moment it kicked in. Dude, I don't blame you. Snopes. I'm hesitant to click this because what if it says true? False. Okay, thank God. I mean, if that was there, dude, you'd die.
Oh, yeah. There'd be no more human race.
No.
We would lose that battle.
You know, I'm surprised there aren't more, like, movies about giant killer spiders.
There's been too many.
You think so?
Yeah.
Name one.
Like, big-ass spiders or something like that is an actual movie.
They okay, were, what about like, a really real movie, old. Though?
Like, 2000s, they were like, there was a lot of them.
Like, do you think they could maybe stop making The Purge and instead make a killer spider movie?
Dude, they gave up on creature flicks a while ago. Now it's just all real life, this could happen kind
of. What about Cloverfield?
Eight-legged freaks, thank you, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's literally 20 some years old.
It is, though.
Was it David, or not David, the guy who married Courtney Cox? What's his name?
I don't remember.
God, I don't either. That's how irrelevant it is. I just remember the trailer. He's like, get out of here, you eight-legged freaks! Yeah, right here. David Arquette. I knew it was David. David something, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, man. It's a fucking... It was done.
2002. It's 16 years old.
It's been done. A lot.
But that was a comedy, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Play the trailer? Oh my god, dude. Just take a strip down memory lane because I can speak today.
Strip!
Do you hate spiders?
Oh, poor Ezekiel.
Oh, fuck this goddamn movie.
Yeah, okay, I take it back. This is terrifying.
Can't do this.
Yeah, this is terrifying.
I think as a society, we all just agreed that this was a terrible idea.
Yep, it's too scary. Uh-huh. It's too scary, yep. But see, that's a comedy element. Maybe you have to do a comedy element because it's too scary otherwise.
Maybe.
Emus, man, not the emus!
Ugh. And like, every movie has a giant spider in it, man.
Freaks!
Harry Potter.
Yep.
Lord of the Rings.
Yep. Harry Potter. You think eightleggedfreaks.com is still a movie? Or still a website?
No. Well, yeah, probably. It's parked or something.
If it's not, we're going to buy it, and it's going to redirect to sendingcoy.com just for the lulz. Yeah. Oh, dear, the page you're looking for may have been removed or temporarily unavailable. That's sad, dude. I really should have hit the monitor because that could have easily been porn.
Nah.
We almost got banned.
Nah, we're good.
We almost got banned.
We're super good, man. So there's no, like, strikes or anything that you get for showing porn? They're just like, if we see boobs in your video and somebody reports it, then, like,
well,
you're done.
Twitch doesn't have, like, an official... Like, YouTube does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but if you're just, like, watching porn, they can ban you. Yeah. If it's accidental, they can give you, like, a temporary ban. Mm. They can do nothing. You know, it just depends. They're a lot more human about it, you know? Does that make sense? Look at the Space Jam website. I was literally about to mention that, dude. Like, why is the Space Jam website still up, but Eight-Legged Freaks got taken out? Like, I feel like all of these things should still be up.
Wow.
Because look at this, dude. It's amazing. Let's go to behind the jam. Go behind the scenes of one of the most high tech, high concept, high flying films ever made. Well, I mean, you gotta like make it small. Like this is how big it would have been. You know, like 800 by 600. You know, like the frame doesn't even work. Like this is how big it would have been. Like look at that, the lineup. Games, dude. Let's see if there's any Space Jam games. Okay, here we go. What rival calls Bugs Bunny a long-eared galoot?
Are there, like, multiple choice?
I don't know. I can't scroll down, because what if it gives the answer?
Just scroll the fuck down, man.
Okay, it is. Oh, yeah, okay, it is. Okay, Wile E. Coyote, Elmer Fudd, Yosemite Sam, or Witch Hazel?
I'm going to go with Sam.
That's what I was going to vote as well. Here we go, Yosemite Sam. Right, dude, yeah! Okay, how old is Bugs Bunny?
Galoot! I gotta hear old Simony Sam saying that. How old?
I'm gonna say 37.
I'm gonna go with 91.
Okay. Wrong, dude. Oh, we're both wrong. He's 56. Knew it. Who provided the first voice for Bug Bunny? I know this one. Who?
No deaths. Mel Blanc.
You got it, dude. Good job.
That was a guess.
What was the name of the first Bugs Bunny cartoon?
A Wild Hare.
Okay. Dude, good one, dude.
Dude, I know my Bugs Bunny.
Rushing it. What two characters were created before Bugs Bunny?
Porky Pig.
Yeah, it's got to be the pig and the duck, right?
My
dude,
eyes.
We're so good at this. What was printed on Wile E. Coyote's business card? I think it's Wile E. the Coyote, right?
Wile E. Coyote.
I think it's this one.
Oh, no. Wile E. Coyote.
Genius?
Yes. Apparently, that's not clickable. We broke the website.
No, it starts over?
What kind
of programming is this, man? Oh, God, it's even worse big.
What is that fucking background?
I think it's one of the Monstars.
I'm not totally sure, dude.
I mean, I could pull this up and look at the code real quick, and we could figure this out. Like, here, let's go first of all. Like, that's what it looks like on a mobile phone. LUL. Let's see, 800 wide? Okay, this is how wide it would have been, like, at its maximum. So this is what it's meant for, 800 wide. Like, I mean, it looks pretty good, 800 wide, right? I just really want to see this background. Stars, it's a GIF, chat. Look at this, chat. Aw, what did I do wrong? Uh-oh.
I'm clicking. Like, resource tab?
Yeah, I can probably do that. Is it sources? Sources, right? And then you go to console, maybe. Elements. I don't know. I usually use Safari for this.
Right.
I don't know how it works.
It's definitely got to be sources.
Yeah, there's got to be just like a thing, right? Like where it has all the images. Maybe it's in here. Yeah, images. Here we go. Yeah, stars. See, look at how big that is, man. Look at that.
Why isn't a GIF?
Speaking of background, what is that background for your desktop? It's Paddington. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hit that.
How did that happen?
Because I'm clicking the show desktop button down here in the corner, but it slipped over and immediately goes to the BRB. Here, show desktop.
Jesus Christ.
This is our desktop background. Did it seriously not let me do it? There's our desktop background. We did that live on the air. We made this our background. Should we change it to the Space Jam stars?
Sure, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful, dude.
Anything to get that fucking nose off there.
Hey, man, you don't even have to see it.
I have to look at it when you pull it up.
Look at these beautiful things, dude.
All these planets, man.
Let's see. Save. All right. No need you guys to look at my structure. Lol. I don't...
What?
What?
Your structure of what?
My file structure, man.
There's nothing even in there, man.
Yeah, there is. There's secret files.
Users. T-Sacks. Downloads.
Hey! Dude! What's your problem, man? You just told everyone!
Ruining your entire shit.
Now everyone knows what I've named my folders.
Just make it one square.
Centered. Dude. That'd be actually very smart. Okay, here we go. Where is this? It's in downloads?
It was in T-Sacks. Downloads.
Okay. Perfect. So... I show this, and then I gotta pull up OBS again. Okay, it's beautiful, man. I don't know. I kind of miss Paddington.
No, I don't. Very glad. Very happy about that.
I kind of miss Pat. Chris, are you here?
No, it's a thief.
We heard someone come in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's gotta be Chris. Uh-huh. Did you see her?
No.
Then how do you know?
It's a murderer.
How do you know we're not about to be murdered by Basement Brain?
It's a murderer.
He hasn't said anything in a while.
He just said it.
Yeah, he could have sent that from in the house.
Just right there.
He could have drove here. He between LOL Do It and secret porn folders, SWAT. he could have driven here to kill us. It's SWAT.
Here in Wichita, we'd be shot.
Yeah, just by answering the door. Good thing I never answered the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good thing it's just open.
Well, I left it open for you, though.
Yeah.
Usually I lock it.
I might have left it open.
That's okay, man.
Yeah, it's a murderer.
I mean, if we both die, that's fine. I just don't want to live in a world without
you. I mean, you're dead first, so...
No.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely using you as a shield.
But you can't do that. Like, you're first in line to the
I'll be like, he's the rapist! And then they'll shoot you just out of because I yelled.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
What's your address? I'll be there in a second. Remember your suicide path? Oh, I remember it. I remember. The real question is Colby, because he's the one that's going to actually have to react on it sometime. Like, he's more likely to have to commit, because I'm more likely to die. That's what I'm saying, chat. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, can we, let me see here. Can we talk about this now? This thing? Can we just talk about microtransactions? $4 billion.
I looked right down the barrel of that when he shot me.
Take funny, bro. $4 billion,
I'm a child,
man.
And I'm funny, man.
In 2017, Activision Blizzard made $4 billion in microtransaction alone, more than half its revenue.
More than half?
Yeah, it made $7.16 billion in revenue for the entire year, but $4 billion of it comes from microtransactions.
I'm with Basement. None of these were me, so...
How do you say none of these transactions were made by me?
No.
$4 billion was generated in-game purchases. Activision owned King, which makes Candy Crush and other mobile microtransactions-heavy games, but when you separate out King's share valued at $2 billion, you're still left with $2 billion from PC and console in-game purchases. So, like, you take mobile out of it, it's still $2 billion alone in Call of Duty, Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, Hearthstone, Destiny 2. All those games.
Yeah, what is Morris talking about with this?
And now they are banning people for YouTube posts? Who is? For what?
Blizzard.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? Blizzard banning people for YouTube posts? I don't know, dude.
That's what he means, bro.
Oh, active. Yeah. So, that's crazy, dude. It's a lot of money. $4 billion.
Who would have ever thought?
Of microtransactions.
People who would just give their money away super slow.
Is there a way we can do a microtransaction for this show? Like, what if we, like, every dollar gets you an extra minute of show?
No. How about this? How about...
We do 10 minutes minimum.
Throw our audio into, a processing system.
Okay.
Which then exports it into Spanish. And then to unlock the show in English...
What about this?
It's a dollar a minute.
What about this is more of a traditional loot box, okay? RaptorTeeth.live.
Mm-hmm.
Go there. There's a loot box. It's $1. We have random things in there. It could be computer backgrounds. Could be, you know, a GIF of Colby giving you the middle finger. Could be a coupon for 50 cents off a bag of salad at the grocery store. Could be a T-shirt. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy a pack of 10, get three items in each one.
Roll through them.
We may get a T-shirt.
Let's
you may not.
Let's do it. Let's fucking...
We could have rarity, you know, white, blue, purple, yellow, and yellow's like a poster. Purple's like a T-shirt. You know? And there's some duplicate protection in there, so you make sure if you buy like 50, you're guaranteed a T-shirt. But then we make $50 off a $20 T-shirt. I could use a bagged salad right now.
Give me that bagged salad. Sounds so delicious.
First, I want to clarify, Red. We're only giving you a coupon for 40 cents off the bag salad. You still have to purchase the bag salad. It's just a coupon. But yeah, man, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's fuck everybody and just get their money. Because that's why we do this show. Money.
Well, I mean, we do the show because we like it, but ultimately I do it because...
You money. Do that
this is my job. Microtransaction Z-Swigs.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, dude. I mean, I'm surprised we don't see this creep into more things. Like, because I remember we talked about it on this show. Like, in 2015, they made 2. 2017, they made 3. Or 2016, they made 3. Now in 2017, they made 4. I would only assume next year is going to be bigger.
Yeah.
At some point, microtransactions are going to be the only way to play games. Right?
And by this logic, man, and by this company, sure.
Dude, that's nuts to me.
That's why I don't play video games.
$4 billion in microtransactions.
But then again, YouTube takes $10 of my money every month because I watch YouTube all the time.
The gym?
Yep.
Gym takes 40?
That's a big old microtransaction.
Uh-huh. It is. It's kind of the same thing because you don't know if your equipment's even going to be available when you use it.
Don't even know if my results are going to show up.
Man. Yeah.
And then again, it's all dependent on if I eat right, too. So that's a separate variable that's involved with just me throwing money in the trash.
Right. If you just bought $10 worth of cauliflower, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there was some chicken in there.
There was some chicken in there.
Not a lot.
You know, chicken breast, you know, a pound for 50 cents.
Not a whole lot of chicken breast. This says it has 25 grams of protein in it. Bullshit. I ate half a chicken breast.
25 grams... Do you think they're using protein as like steak is a protein? And so they're saying there's 25 grams of chicken? Like using protein as a noun and not as a nutrient?
I mean, maybe.
It could be some shady stuff to do there. Yeah. Said the Colby Show takes a big microtransaction from a few of us. That's true. Basement Brain, he's immune to microtransactions.
Why is that red?
Because he said our name.
Oh.
So it highlights people say our names.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is it very confusing to you?
Yeah.
It's not red to anybody but us.
No, it's red to us.
Yeah. Yeah. If people didn't buy it, they wouldn't use it. That's true.
Didn't buy what?
Microtransactions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I mean, I got people in my chat, like, there's people in my chat who are adamantly against microtransactions, and there's people in my chat who can't wait for, like, the new loot box seasons to start so they can buy, you know, $40 worth of microtransactions. And there's some, I mean, there's something to be said for some microtransactions. Like,
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
Overwatch,
if you have
like,
the money to do it, fuck, we could do whatever you want to do.
Like,
but.
Overwatch you can get for $30, and it gives you a new update every, you know, couple months, a new character, a new map. It's totally free. They pay for it all through microtransactions. Like, that feels way less shady to me than the, but that's so, like, just because they do it right, though, doesn't mean, like, Battlefront did.
Right.
So, like, how do you say.
Also, I think those are back, aren't they?
Oh, they're coming back. I don't think they've actually added them, but they will.
Yeah. It's bad for gaming, but
I'll tell you this. The microtransaction thing in Battlefront, I get was why it was bad, and I get it. But, like, my son owns Battlefront, too. Like, it's right over there on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. He has every character unlocked. Hasn't spent a dime. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's all hearsay. I miss the days where you go to the game store, buy the game, spend hours playing it, and no more money is spent. I know, dude. And they didn't have to push, like, patches to, like, fix game glitches and stuff.
And the games were just done.
Yeah, they're just done. Like, you put in a cartridge, you press on, that game is that game from now until the end of time.
Yep.
It's the good old days, man. It's the good old days.
No, everybody's just trying to rush shit out now, bro.
Yeah, day one patch is, like, a normalcy.
That makes no sense.
I mean, games are more complicated to make as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But they don't have to be, you know?
Nah, just make like a Cuphead.
I don't know.
I bet you that wasn't hard, minus the art.
I don't know. I look at games like Witcher 1, which was a dumpster fire, and then I look at Witcher 3, which is a masterpiece, and I'm like, okay, maybe games should be getting better a little bit. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Either.
I don't know how it works, but $4 billion, that's a lot of money. Okay. Amazon is said to launch a delivery service to compete with UPS and FedEx.
I've heard this, yeah.
Amazon, first of all, look at this truck. I think that's awesome. It's hilarious. It's got tape on it. Amazon is geared up to compete directly with UPS and FedEx, according to a new Wall Street Journal report. So-called shipping with Amazon program will be an end-to-end shipping solution with pickups from businesses and shipments made to consumers, per the report. Time frame is for rollout is soon. Amazon is said to be ready to service for its first launch in L.A. in the coming weeks, starting, not surprisingly, with companies that sell stuff via its website. After its initial launch in L.A., Amazon will expand it out to other cities possibly as soon as later this year. So, does this kill UPS and FedEx? Like, how much of UPS and FedEx?
Is Amazon?
Yeah. I mean, they were around before. 50%. They were around before Amazon. Right? But how much of their business has grown?
Probably a shit ton.
To just support Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Amazon goes away, do they shrink?
Yes.
Like, I would imagine their stock prices have got to take a hit, just the rumor of this news.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you. I don't know why Amazon would want to do this.
Well, it's got to be cheaper for them, right?
You think?
Well, like, I would
they
assume.
They can't just be, like, threaten them?
I would assume
bluff.
That the amount of money that it costs Amazon to ship is the same amount of money it would cost FedEx to ship.
Mm-hmm.
But FedEx charges Amazon what FedEx charges. Where Amazon could just do it for at cost if they owned their own thing. It's not like Amazon doesn't have enough money.
Yeah.
You know?
I would just be like, you're shipping all my shit for free.
It's just Amazon, like, it's so weird. Like, I remember, you know, 15 years ago, everyone was talking about Google taking over the world. And now it's really like, no, Amazon is. Because Amazon is doing physical things.
Yeah.
Not just digital. Like, you go to Quick Trip down the street and there's an Amazon locker in it. Like, you've never seen a Google locker or Google anything. You know?
There's a what?
You don't know what an Amazon locker is?
No.
Yeah, like, in Wichita, it's not very useful. The way it's supposed to work is, like, I'm at work, I want this item, you know, underwear, whatever it is, and it's on Prime Now, which is 2 hours delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Wichita doesn't offer that, which is why it's not a big deal. But if you're at work and you want it after work, you can send it to an Amazon locker, which is at, like, a public place, like a Walmart or a convenience store, and then you just type in your code that you get on your order, you open it up, and you take your underwear out, and you go home. So they can deliver it to you while you're not at home, but same-day delivery.
Ingenious.
Yeah. Here in Wichita, you can Prime deliver it to an Amazon locker. I might as well just send it to my house, let it sit on my front porch, because it's not like I'm going to order it at work.
Nah, not with all these people stealing shit from your front porch, man.
Dude, if someone stole something from me, they'd be so disappointed. Oh, look, 100-foot-long Ethernet cord.
Yeah, but you would be disappointed because then they stole it.
I would just tell Amazon that it never arrived and...
They'd just send another one?
They'd just send another one.
They'd be like, we don't trust
Remember that. We did that? We bought these microphones from Amazon once for one of our shows, and like the you came up on a Friday and it had still not arrived, and so I called them Friday night. And I said, we never got this, and I paid for, like, 2-day shipping because we need it for tomorrow. And they're like, we're so sorry. We're going to send it overnight to you. It'll arrive by 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. And it was, like, 7 p.m. on Friday. And we woke up, and there it was outside the door at 8 a.m. You remember that?
I do.
That was
I
insane.
Do. I don't know how that happens.
I don't know how that happens either. But I also don't know how you started your own shipping company, so.
Yeah, that sounds really logistically like a pain in the fucking ass. Like, the biggest pain. Like.
Like, can you think of anything more expensive
a railroad spike.
To start up with than a shipping company?
No.
Because you can't start a shipping company unless you already own trucks, planes, cars, employees, warehouses, and all the computer systems to make it work.
Yeah.
It's not like I can start Seth Shipping and someone in Memphis can just all of a sudden just use me as a shipping company. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have to be able to get something from here to Memphis. You know, and I can't just mail it using USPS because that's kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah. You have to drive your truck.
Right.
Fly your plane.
Right. So.
I don't know, man. That sounds crazy.
That's insane
that's
to me.
That just sounds crazy right there, bro.
I don't know, dude. Marijuana sales just topped liquor sales for the first time in Aspen, Colorado. Plenty of green to go around among Aspen's marijuana dispensaries in 2017, and more than enough for top liquor stores and revenue as well. Legal pot purveyors hauled in $11.3 million in revenue in 2017, compared with $10.5 million to liquor stores, making the first time marijuana sales outpaced booze for the year in Aspen. The figures were provided Wednesday by the city's finance department with year-end sales tax report for 2017, which showed Aspen's retailers combined to generate $730.4 million in revenue, 2% better than 2016. Cannabis last year also marked a 16% improvement over 2016, which produced $9.7 million in sales. Of Aspen's 12 retail sectors, the marijuana industry also enjoyed the biggest rate of growth. Liquor store sales were flat between 2017 and 2016, according to the city's report. What do you think, man? I'd smoke to that, Moore says. I mean, it's huge, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge. Cool. I don't miss pot. I don't. It fucks my brain.
Yeah, see, Ren's from Colorado, so, like, first of all, I hate you. Second of all, He buys more liquor than weed.
Yeah.
Like, I would, too. Like, if I moved to Colorado, next year, if I moved, the report would be like, liquor outpaces weed again because of me. All right?
Don't drink that much liquor.
I'll... You don't tell me what I can't do.
I didn't tell you what you can't do. I told you what you don't do.
Well, I can't afford liquor, but yeah. In this scenario where I can also afford to move to Colorado, I could afford more liquor.
Okay.
I could drink a bottle of Fireball every week. If I had my way, I'd have Fireball and cigar every night. Every night!
It's a good way to gout.
Good! What do I need? What's gout gonna do to me? Oh, I can't move. Oh, no! That's gonna really interfere with my life of moving, which I don't have.
And living. Could kill ya.
The only place I move is from this chair to my recliner out there.
You don't wanna live. You just wanna die. Go into death.
Member Suicide Pact, man.
It's not happening.
It's gonna. You can't take it back.
I'm
it's a pact.
It. I'm breaking.
You
it.
Can't break our pact.
I'm breaking the pact.
I need my gin and tonics. Weed better than drink. It's really painful. I don't know. I mean, I can see why people would like. To me, I like.
Gout is really painful.
No,
that's what he's saying.
No, he's saying that drinking is painful.
No, yeah. He's saying gout.
No, gout is nothing. Okay, King Louis IV had gout. All right,
comparable to childbirth.
Really.
You want to birth a child out your foot?
Well, I could finally stop all those women being like, you don't know what it feels like, right, man?
I wouldn't believe you. I don't know if I believe Morris.
Oh, he has it? Oh, God.
All right, now I believe him.
I believe him, too. He would know because he has it.
Yeah, I think in his case, weed would be a better solution than drink. But...
Well, I mean, if he drank as much as me, it wouldn't matter.
I think it would. You're not a fucking god.
Does gout really come from drinking?
Yes. Terrible use of drinking in your kidneys.
I don't
create
believe
like particles of some sort that flow.
You're the person who told me that diabetes makes your foot fall off.
Yeah.
So I don't really believe any of your medical opinions because your foot does not fall off
diabetes.
When you have diabetes.
It does.
It doesn't just fall off.
No,
your body,
it does.
Man.
Yeah, it just one day you're walking on it, the next day it just falls off.
The gout is worth it though, because alcohol. I don't think I'll get gout. It's more likely that I would die of hypertension before I get gout.
Yeah. See,
it's acid crystals like pins that form in your joints. That sounds horrible. I don't want that.
Oh, see, stop drinking. Move over to the gunch.
I don't. Weed doesn't do it for me, man.
Yeah.
I pass on grass.
I pass on that grass, man, but not that ass.
Whose? Mine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, my dad has gout.
What?
Or had gout.
Wait, it goes away?
He got like a steroid shot for it or something.
Oh my god, your dad's on roids?
Yeah.
Your dad has gout and now he's on roids. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
He's like the anti-Hulk.
Dude, that sucks.
That's how I did.
I don't
want to. Just talked about this. Like,
I don't
want to
get old, dude.
I heard the acid crystal things like pins and shit. It doesn't sound fun.
Well, your dad doesn't drink, though, does he? Like, not like I did. Not like a Fireball and cigar every night type of drinking, right? Does he? I don't know. I don't live at your home.
He used to. Yeah, he stopped, but he used to.
I don't know, man.
How bad is that?
Oh no! I needed steroids after I was attacked by a house cat. How badass is that?
That house cat,
rip it in half. Blood rains.
I don't know why I'm some barbarian when you take steroids.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
That was me lifting a house cat above my head, ripping it in half, and its blood and guts raining down onto my body.
Oh my god!
That's what it was. And in my mind, it's a black cat with it's a gray cat with black stripes.
Stripes like a zebra or what?
Like really light stripes.
Mm.
You know, kind of like
why?
I don't know. It's just in my head. That's what I saw as the cat.
That's
I was ripping
really
in
weird.
Half.
Have you pictured ripping a cat in half before?
No, honestly, I haven't. That's just a very vivid imagination I have about ripping cats.
Oh,
let's
god.
Chop cats!
Let's chop cats, man!
Oh, no, dude. Weed should just be legal everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, how long does really it take before you go, oh, we made Activision money last year off weed. Maybe we should sell weed in Kansas because we're bankrupt, you know? How long?
I don't think Donald gives a fucking shit about it.
I don't think
Mr.
so either.
Sessions does. Jeff Sessions.
What's it take to get it legalized?
That old fuck out of his position.
No, but what? Like, it's not like he just leaves and then automatically it's legal. Like, what do we have to do? Like, how do laws work, man? I'm a bill on Capitol Hill. What do I do?
You get signed by Congress.
Like, does someone have to make
approval.
One first and be like, weed should be legal, and then it gets voted on? Like, why can't we do that?
That's been done, and it has been not voted for.
Well, that's stupid.
I agree.
They should vote for it.
Not enough people, man.
The cat's name was Kahlua, so it was relevant to the conversation because alcohol. Yeah, you drink your cat.
You drink your cat, man?
What are you doing drinking that cat, man?
Okay, this is the last story I got. Florida man.
That's really weird.
Florida man says his Apple AirPod exploded.
I don't know where that liquor comes out of, the front or the back.
Back.
Hey, do you know the proper place to pay greeting to the devil? You know how to greet the devil properly?
What's up?
No. No.
Hey. Isn't that what Tenacious D says?
No.
And I said... Hey. Isn't that what he says in the trivia song? So I think that would be an appropriate way.
It's to bend, get on the knee and then kiss his asshole. That is legitimately how you're supposed to greet the devil.
Legitimately? Like,
legitimately.
From what
it's
sort?
It's been stated in multiple dictionaries, man. You look up Satan greeting.
I don't want to do that. Let me on some NSA list.
Hail Satan. Good lord, this is fun.
I'm just gonna Google how do you greet the devil.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Okay, that's a movie. I'm just going to Google kiss ass.
Satan ass kiss. Yahoo image search. Fantastic. There's the third one.
We're on a Pinterest board.
Third one.
We're on a Pinterest board. It's just a bunch of old school drawings.
There's also a thing called Eat Pussy for Satan.
I'm not going to show these on stream.
Yeah, these are a little intense.
Yeah, Chad, if you want to click this on your own time, here's the link. Enjoy. There. Just wait for some reactions in chat. The government has lied about stigmatized weed for so long, it takes time to bring around all the people who believe the lie. I would agree with you. That's part of the reason why it's like people think it's evil, you know.
Old people, man.
Friggin' old people.
Old people.
Just gonna wait for, Yeah, no. Why did you bring this up exactly?
I learned it.
When?
Well, we were talking about drinking out of a cat's ass, and then I was like, hey, you know what else
you
about
just
ass?
Knew that.
You know what else about ass?
That wasn't in, like, your Trivial Pursuit game last night, was it?
Yeah, Trivial Pursuit Juniors is what we played. How do you properly greet Satan? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you just rim Satan as a greeting? Satan knows how to party.
I would like, if me and Colby ever do a live appearance, that's how Colby likes to be greeted. Uh-huh. Just for the, I want to shake your hand, but Colby wants that.
No, yep. Mm-hmm. So bad.
Especially if you're a
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so bad, I want it.
Women can just stay back, but men, that greeting.
Perfect. Yep, you got it. I like that other, the poster I said better.
Mm-hmm.
Eat pussy for Satan.
Florida man says his Apple AirPod exploded, began smoking while still in his ear.
What?
Yeah, I got this just for you. A man in Florida claims that one of his Apple AirPods began smoking and later exploded. Florida's WFLA-TV reports that the man, Jason Colon, was working out at a gym when he noticed smoke coming from the AirPod in his right ear. He immediately took both AirPods out, placed them on a piece of gym equipment while he sought help, but when he returned, the AirPod in question was charred and broken apart. I didn't see it happen, but I mean, it was already fried. You could see flame damage. Seen reports like this before. Last year, a woman reported that her headphones exploded while she was wearing them on a plane. And, of course, it's the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 debacle 2016. Lithium-ion batteries are known to overheat and explode. While AirPods do not contain batteries, it's not at all clear that they were the cause of whatever happened to Colon's. We reached out to Apple but declined to comment on the situation.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, man. So if you care
if I don't show up again, you know what happened.
Yeah, half your head blow off.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you'll get. I think you'd probably go deaf in one ear, but that's probably about all that happened, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You could light your face on fire.
Like, what if I just put this in your ear and just?
It would burn.
Can you hear that?
I'm surprised that thing didn't go up in flames.
Smoked. I got it.
Oh, that smells fantastic.
Can't smell it.
I smell it for a second when it burned, dum-dum.
You're dum-dum.
You're dum-dum.
Dum-dum.
I want to gum-gum.
Yeah, dude.
Need a haircut?
I put that in there because you have AirPods and you go to the gym and you wear them, so.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't want it to explode in my face.
No.
That'd be really
bad. I'm sure you're fine. You have to live in Florida for that to happen.
Sure?
Yeah, I mean, I could take them off your hands if you don't want them.
The heat, you know.
You got to have intense gym workouts where your ears get all hot, man?
The heat from being in Florida.
Yeah, is that what it is? The humidity. So what about in the summer? Because right now it's January. It's, you know, 10 degrees out, but add an extra zero onto that in 6 months, you know, it's February, not January, just by the way.
It's not. It's January.
Don't even know what month it is. Hey, should we worry the basement brain hasn't said anything after we joked about him coming over here to kill us?
Yeah. I typically say no, but the man's a Wichita, so yeah. Definitely should be a little worried.
Yeah.
Do you have
right?
a gun?
No. No, I welcome death if it comes. I welcome it. It's going to be, you know, like those, come to your door. He's outside right now.
Oh,
you know, like those movies where, like, dude breaks in, and he's like, you won't shoot me! Do it! Do it! You know, and he's like, sorry, that's what it's going to be like for me, but it's going to be like, do it. Come on.
Please?
Do it. And he's going to be like, oh, man, I feel bad for you, and then he won't do it.
Oh, man, I'm not going to shoot you today,
and
sir.
And then I'll roundhouse kick him like Chuck Norris, dude.
It's going to happen.
You still have the Pinterest tab open called Satan.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to write about it in our show prep, so.
Satan ass kiss.
Yeah.
Don't put that in the show prep.
Well, I mean, I'll put it in there politely, but it's going to be in the description of the show, something that Colby's random knowledge about Satan. It's definitely going to be in there for Google and everyone else to, you know.
You know,
the idea is, like, if someone Googles what we Googled, you know, our show will come up, and we'll get that contingency of listeners.
Perfect.
That's the hope, man.
That's fantastic.
All right, I'm out of stories, so.
I've got nothing.
I insulted you in front of my family yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My brother Daniel is graduating high school. You're only 3 hours away from Wichita? Dude, he's barely in Colorado.
That's 3 hours away?
No, Colorado's 4 hours away from here. Unless he's driving here right
now. He is.
I'm on I-70.
He's
plane
this
right
way.
Okay, by plane. That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway. My brother Daniel's graduation is in June on a Sunday at 4 o'clock. And I was like, oh, it's cutting it pretty close. I got a show to do it, too. Mom's like, you could not do the show that day. And I'm like, I got to do the show. She's like, Colby can host it by himself. And I just went.
Yeah. There would be no show.
She's like, that's what other radio hosts do. And I was like, yeah.
This is not radio.
No, you're not a radio host.
I'm not.
Like, if you were on vacation, I could host a show by myself. Like, I wouldn't like it as much. The show would be different because it'd be the Seth show and not Seth and Colby.
Uh-huh.
But I could do it.
I wouldn't do anything.
No. We've done segments on this show, chat, where I'm like, here, Colby can host the show. Let's try one right now.
I don't like this. Stop it.
Don't look at me. Look at the audience.
Stop it. This is why I don't do a show by myself.
Come on, man. You're a professional.
I'm gonna stab
you. Used to host 517, man. Yeah, what about the Colby Newman show?
Two episodes, man.
What about the Colby Newman show?
Sharp-ass fucking link sword.
He's going to stab me. Where is the sharp-ass link sword?
It's not in your sheath.
Good. Good, because I don't want you to... it's back. We're both on the screen now. You threatened to stab me. I changed back, all right?
This will work.
No, don't. I've already changed it back. Don't stab me.
This will work. Don't grab it. I'll smack you.
What's that loud my chair is saying? It's like always this loud, though, I feel like. But anyway. So, guys, what do you want to talk about?
Mine has a squeak to it.
What do you want to talk about, dudes? There's nothing. There's no news.
Yeah.
And we spent 40 minutes before the show talking about non-topics.
I have a fucking pimple that just exploded on me. It's really annoying and painful. How do you guys deal with acne?
I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do, dude. What do we think of those boosters landing for SpaceX? We talked about that last week. It was awesome. It was awesome.
It was dumb.
You're such a dick. There actually is a new video. We can talk about the Olympics, but you don't care about the Olympics.
I don't give a flying ass rats about the Olympics. God, this is legitimately Darth Maul over here. It's a big one.
Yeah, it's double-bladed, dude.
Yeah.
Give it a swing.
It's not no shitty...
Come stand right back here and swing it, man. They can't see it. It's off-screen. You gotta come back here. Duel the fates it up, dude.
Oh, there's a button. Oh. Great. Oh, shit. there went the other one.
Batteries are running out.
Shit. Duel the fates it up? What? You want to have a lightsaber battle on the show?
No, I wanted you to show off your lightsaber skills, and I wanted to sit here. Oh, he's back. Okay, here we go. You're supposed to, like, unsheath it back there.
Got too close, bro. Ba-da! What has this show become?
Da-da-da!
I am playing with a lightsaber.
Da-da!
So.
Da-da!
Bam.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
to cut off your own foot. Da, 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 da,
da. That was fun.
Why did you kick your own lightsaber?
I was just doing random things.
Okay, I don't remember Darth Maul doing any type of kicks with his lightsaber.
He did a lot of kicks.
I don't remember any of those.
His lightsaber.
I don't remember any of those. Did you two watch Paddington 2? No, we never did.
Never gonna do that.
Yeah, Colby doesn't want to do that.
I would rather eat shit.
Yeah, this guy.
Legitimate shit.
This guy right here, he played a White Walker in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
He said that playing a White Walker is only 1% CGI. So he says the budget for CGI and the time it takes to make Game of Thrones has nothing to do with the White Walkers.
I mean, the giant crowds of White Walkers, I'm sure it does.
There's probably a plug-in that generates crowds, though, by now.
I mean, by now, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But...
You ever watch those Star Wars reviews I sent in the Discord? I never did. I need to do that.
Yeah, do that.
I've been busy, man.
Oh, yeah? How busy can you be as a Twitch streamer?
I mean, pretty busy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I think he sent them on, like, Wednesday night or something.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, I streamed from like 9 to 10, like 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Why?
Well, because I have this show to do on Thursdays.
Oh, yeah.
And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I had my kid. Well, Sunday, it's today.
It just sounds like laziness to me.
Morris sent us a YouTube. Let's click it.
The aftermath. Oh, God.
Copyright strike on our video.
Yeah.
John Williams.
Fuck you, YouTube.
Can we get on with it?
Fat dick. Yes, you suck ass. That is what I look like pretty accurately, though.
I mean, this is pretty sweet, actually. You know, it really gave his moves, like, realism.
Kid, I told you not to practice your Star Wars moves in the studio when we're doing the news. Now give me that lightsaber!
No! Wow! Good gravy!
What is happening?
I don't know.
Well, if it's any consolation to you, Brock, a rabbi couldn't have done a better job.
That makes me want to die. That just made
What was that? Like, I thought it was just like them redoing, you know, Star Wars kid. I don't have any idea what the end was about. You know what that was about, man?
No.
Are we just really lame because we don't know what that was?
That was like the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen.
A Star Wars kid could not happen again. I think there's some... Yeah, you might be right. Because, like, the Justin Timberlake kid from, like, the Super Bowl, that lasted, like, 3 hours.
Right. There's just too many nowadays.
That type of stuff just isn't cringy anymore. We just expect it. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Because, like, Logan Paul is, like, tasing dead rats and filming dead people hanging from trees and...
Tasing dead rats?
Yeah, he got banned again for tasing a dead rat.
Hmm.
Which I don't really understand why that's messed up, but...
I don't get what he's doing with his life.
Whatever he wants, he's a millionaire.
I want to tase a dead rat today.
I mean, I don't know.
You sure the rat was dead?
I honestly don't care enough to
Did
verify
not
my facts.
Tase it to death?
No, I think it was dead to begin with.
Hey, good question.
I'm sure chat will correct us if we're wrong.
What are the other buttons on this lightsaber for?
To make pasta. They controlled the beam width and length.
Oh my god. There's too many buttons for that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. One's on. See, look. Look at this. All right. They can't see it on the camera, first of all. Okay. All right. This one's on.
Uh huh.
Or no, this one's on. Left side. Okay. All right. That's what it looks like on my honeymoon. And then this is right side.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
Okay, and then off on left and right. Mm. But these don't work because it's not a real lightsaber. But this is off, okay? Right. And then left side length, right side length.
Why do you know this?
I don't. I just made that up.
I have no idea what those other buttons
it's a
are for.
Very logical makeup thing, though.
I mean, I could Google it probably.
Oh yeah, let's figure this out.
Darth Maul's lightsaber.
Like before Obi-Wan chopped it in half. Do you think he could?
Hey,
like,
fish player, what's up, man?
And then like.
The Dark Lord of the Sith, Darth Maul, wielded a red double-bladed lightsaber after it was cut in half at 32 BBY. It became a single-bladed lightsaber. When it was double-bladed, Maul used the saber staff on countless missions for his master, Darth Sidious. When he embarked on missions to kill Jedi and to eliminate enemies, Maul used the saber staff to eliminate Jedi Anun Bardara, Siolo Manka, Qui-Gon Jinn, and Dasha Asant. He used the lightsaber in his mission to cripple the Black Sun criminal syndicate. Like, can they tell us what like the buttons are for?
Yeah, man. That's from Clone Wars.
Why doesn't he have a shirt?
Because he was half dead and needed to be operated on.
Oh, he can't put a shirt on after his operation?
Nah, man. They won't fit around those robot legs.
Robot, remember the robot chick in Star Wars Special? That was classic.
All of them? Or was there just one?
No, I think there's Family Guy.
I think there was three, right?
There's probably more than one.
There was three.
Phantom Menace is the best movie of the whole series, canon and non-canon. Like, including, like, the originals, dude? No.
Empire.
I don't know.
Empire.
I kind of like Attack of the Clones.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm gonna beat you. I'm gonna beat you.
I don't know, man. Star Wars is a snooze fest.
Yeah, fuck Star Wars.
Dude, Colby loves Star Wars.
I hate it.
No, you don't. We were literally just boned up for a Han Solo movie.
Dude, I still am.
So there you go.
It's lasted me since Thursday. I should see a doctor.
Oh, your actual erection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do Darth Maul's buttons do? How do you press Darth Maul's buttons?
I googled Darth Maul's lightsaber buttons, dude.
It's like, hey, Maul, how's them legs doing there, buddy?
It doesn't say, man. It's just going to be forever a mystery.
I feel like you nailed it right on
Darth
the head.
Darth Maul's lightsaber visual dictionary.
Let's see if we can just find a page of it in the visual dictionary. All right, here we go. Look at this. See, it doesn't say, man.
Go to the other side, bro.
Oh, here we go, dude. Okay. Activator. All right. So these are both activators. Then a control lock. Blade modulation. Another control lock.
What the fuck is a control lock?
I don't know. I don't know what a control lock is. I would assume, like, this one, like, modulation is like you push the button, then you adjust, right? I don't know why you would need to push the button to turn it on. It's like a safety?
Yeah, for color.
When he goes out clubbing?
I don't know, man.
I think it's like a safety. Pushing his physical and force-assisted abilities to the utmost, Darth Maul built and uses a double-bladed lightsaber as his primary weapon.
So you tell me you gotta have, like, fingers on all these motherfuckers? What are the control lock
ones? Dude, he's a god, dude.
What are the control lock ones?
The red ones are activators. The silver ones are control locks.
So you gotta hold these.
So you would push these two buttons down together to turn it on. And then if you needed to adjust, you would push this one and twist, and push this one and twist.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would say.
Yep.
This is the dumbest episode of the show we've ever done.
Really stupid.
This is so dumb. Heavy action boots. Yeah, I like the detail. Face tattoos. No.
No
way.
You
don't say?
I thought that was just natural.
Control locks keep the lightsaber on?
And it's a dark room?
So he's got to hold it the entire time? That seems really stupid.
There's no way.
Hairless skull. Vestigial horns.
Vestigial.
Don't know, dude.
A hairless skull?
I like how you can just look at this whole page, though.
Yeah.
Fueled by the aggressive energies of the dark side, the Sith Order began almost 2 millennia ago with a renegade Jedi who sought to use the Force to gain control.
both straitened and twisted by the dark side of the Sith, fought against each other to gain power and domination until only one remained.
Darth Bane?
You thought the Force was your ally.
I was like,
you
yeah,
merely adopted
that's a
the
character
Force.
In Star Wars. I did not know that. But then
I was born in the Force.
And did not make it.
I will break you.
Bane remade the Sith as an order that would endure only two individuals at a time. Biding their time, the Sith lay out, wait for the right moment to seize control of the galaxy.
He created the rule of two.
Magnetic imaging device. It's a camera.
No, it's a magnetic imaging device, dude.
Remember in the movie when he turned it on with one hand that was in the middle of his lightsaber? Well, that's your favorite movie, Ren, so defend it, okay? You defend that.
Probe droid.
Probe droid, my nickname in high school, by the way.
Okay, she didn't know.
You probe a lot of people?
Yeah, I did.
I did.
Maul's lightsaber contains two sets of internal components. One can act as a backup to the other. Maul's Sith Infiltrator spaceship is equipped with a rare cloaking device, allowing him to travel invisibly.
Oh, shit.
He used the Force to turn it on. That makes so much sense, actually. Oh, now you got Obi-Wan's. Now you got Obi-Wan's lightsaber.
What? No, I don't.
Is that Anakin's? Yeah, no, that's Obi-Wan's.
Yeah, this is... Yep.
That's Obi-Wan's. Because mm-hmm. Anakin's is that one.
Yep.
Yeah. You got too many fucking lights.
Because I think we have Kylo Ren's.
I broke it.
You broke my son's lightsaber!
I broke it. I fixed it.
Put that back on.
I'm going to put you back on.
It just broke Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber, man.
Well, it's a really shitty lightsaber.
Well, I think it's $9. He just pulled it off and stop it.
I'm going to break it more.
Don't do that. To look my son in the eyes and tell him he broke his lightsaber.
Yeah,
there's Darth
like,
Vader's.
He's going to be like, oh,
see, and
no.
I think that one, isn't that one Anakin's? That one over there on the far side? No, that's Darth Maul's. Or is that Darth Vader's? Oh, so then what's that one?
This is Darth Vader's.
So this is Anakin's.
Yes.
And this is Darth Vader's.
God, weird.
This is so dumb. Which one's this one?
That's Kylo Ren's.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Oh, this is when you know we're out of, like, words.
Ah!
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I literally stabbed you, man.
You stabbed me.
I literally stabbed you, man. All right, show's over. We have nothing to talk about. When we start lightsaber fighting...
You know we're just done living... An adult life reverted back to children.
Okay, sorry, Colby. I'm sorry. Chat wanted me to apologize to you.
Oh my god.
Alright, dude, so here's the plan, alright? We're gonna come back on Thursday and do another one of these stupid shows.
Oh, yeah?
Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, right here. Twitch.tv. I almost said duo.com. Twitch.tv /Seth and Colby.
Yeah.
All right, that's when we do our show twice a week. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m., once on Thursdays at 7 p.m.
with this random stupid shit.
Basement Brain is making you all look bad by continuously giving us money.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
For real.
Yes. The rest of you listening and watching should follow suit. Just go to twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. Click the donate link. Helps us. We need your money. Mostly me, because Colby's buying $10, 210 calorie meals. But
yeah,
he still gets half.
Me. Come on, me. Right here, me.
Yeah.
Donate it to me. If you specify in the donation that it is just for me, he'll give me all of it.
No, I will actually keep it all. If you give a donation just for Colby, it's mine. And if you give a donation just for Seth, it's mine. And if you give a donation, it's mine. I'm hostile takeover. It's a hostile takeover.
Apparently. I have no control. All I get to do is beat you to death.
No, I'm not kidding, but we appreciate you being here anyway for free.
Yes.
It's totally fine. Thank you guys for just showing your support by being here.
That is, I think I said sewing, but showing it is good too.
So,
just being here, watching us, and following us really does help. And just if you're listening on iTunes or YouTube or any of those, we appreciate you there as well. Yeah, we don't really talk to you because it's not live and
not
a chat, but it's not we appreciate you and everything you guys do. So thank you guys for being here and doing it. We'll be back Thursday, 7 p.m. Central, for another one of these stupid shows. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/SethandColby, for Colby's hilarious memes, and also buy a t-shirt, raptorteeth.live/SethandColby. There is a hog on there.
There's a hog shirt. There's three now.
And Colby did add a new shirt. So you can check that out too. Sahara Money Drop, Star Wars, and then the hog.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, dudes. Thank you so much for being here today. We'll see all of you on Thursday. Have a good one. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.